All right, today's episode, obstacles are opportunities. And I'm excited to talk a little bit about what I've been learning in that area and some of my experiences, not just in basketball, but in business in that standpoint. So if you're new to checking out this video, my name is Steve Kramer. I'm the owner of Kramer Basketball, founder of the Coach's Edge. We work with players and programs around the United States, specifically in the skill development area. But digging into mindset, especially as we try to give some tips early in this year to a lot of our college athletes as they're heading out to college and getting into that routine. This really goes hand in hand with the message that we gave out to our campers all summer long. We were with over 1,000 players this summer alone. And it's getting into the mindset that obstacles, challenges are simply another opportunity to learn and grow. And that was so much on my heart heading into this summer that I actually got wristbands for all of our kids. And if you're watching on video, it literally on one side, it says obstacles. And then on the other side, it says opportunity. Just trying to get our kids to think about challenges and things that don't go their way in a different light with a different view. And I think that's so big for us, regardless of how old we are, what our experiences are. Everybody wants things to be sunshine and rainbows. That's not life. That's not how things are going to be. I remember before the pandemic hit, I thought I had a really smart business plan. I didn't have a facility, which means I had basically no overhead. The only time I had expenses were when I was making money. And we were training in multiple states, Michigan, Ohio. We just moved to South Carolina, so we're getting things up and running there. I was like, this is great, right? We have players and coaches that we're serving in multiple states around the country. And if maybe we don't have as many events or not as many kids coming to a certain one, that's going to balance out with more in a new spot. We're always just continuing to learn and grow. We have this great balance. Well, then the pandemic hit, right? Which nobody expected that. And I found that there were some serious holes in my business plan, because it was nearly 100% in person, face to face. We had very, very little, like just small percentage points of our business was actually online training. And it was something that I kept telling myself, we're going to dig more into this. We're going to expand more in this, but things were going well. And we were continuing to build with more options as far as training kids one-on-one, small groups, and where we're big in is camps, clinics, and program development, where we go to specific basketball programs and we work with just their coaches and just their kids. And that is and still is a growing part of our business. So I was pushing in that area. Pandemic hits, the teachers and coaches can't even get into school, let alone me to come in to work with those players. So you can imagine what happened to my business during the pandemic. So that pushed me to really say, hey, if we want to get more diversity and some more balance as far as revenue and income, I need to make sure that we have things up and running as far as online memberships, online training, options for players and coaches to continue to work with us and get our instruction and our drills and our programs, even when we're not face-to-face. Now, we're still in the beginning processes of that, but that has been huge as far as what it's done, even in a short amount of time for my business. And it's got a lot of upside as well. It's the same thing as a player. It's the same thing as a player. As you go into college, you're obviously hoping for the best. And you have a vision of what you hope is going to happen in your first season and in your basketball career. Guess what? Things are not going to go exactly as you have planned. Bad things are going to happen. Obstacles are going to happen, right? There's injuries that are going to happen. Sickness, right? New coaches, new players, new teammates, different systems. The struggles of just going from a big fish in a small pond at the high school level to, you know, how you're a smaller, medium-sized fish. You got to figure out how to find your role. Those are all obstacles. Those are all challenges that we can use to learn, grow, and improve, or we can allow it to defeat us and beat us down. And it's funny that I had literally this saw my mind, my heart, that I had wristbands made for our campers this summer. And then I just started reading the book, The Obstacle is the Way. And although I'm probably only 10 or 15% through the book, There's some really good stuff in here. One sentence I highlighted, because obstacles are not only to be expected, but embraced. I mean, that's a whole nother level of mindset, right? Is you got most people who are hoping for the best and they don't want to think about the negative, right? And the challenges that are going to come. You got the next level of people who are expecting challenges to happen. And you got the tier above that who's saying, you know what? There's obstacles that are going to happen. I'm not simply expecting it to happen. I'm going to embrace those obstacles, right? And if you bear with me, let me try to find another spot real quick. I thought was really good as far as businesses. Andy Grove, former CEO of Intel. Bad companies are destroyed by crisis. Good companies survive them. Great companies are improved by them. That's huge. I mean that's deep wisdom right there. And you can apply that to anything. You can apply that to life, to basketball, to business, right? To think of myself as a business owner now and understanding that when the pandemic hit, it allowed me to grow in an area. That growth was painful. That growth hurt. I lost a lot of money during the pandemic. But my hope is that 5, 10 years from now, I'm able to look back and say, even though there was that year and a half of really hurting, it allowed me to grow and expand in areas that I otherwise wouldn't have. Right? I was able to excel in other areas because of that hard growth that I had to go through. Now, did I enjoy it? No. Was it fun? No. However, the more we can train our mind to being able to not simply accept these obstacles and challenges that are going to come our way, but try to quickly go from that mental standpoint to embracing those obstacles, those challenges, and find out how is this another opportunity for me to learn, grow, and improve so I can be even better moving forward. That's the mindset that we want to have. Obstacles, they're just in disguise. They're really opportunities for you to learn, grow, and improve. I hope that makes sense. I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for checking out the video, the podcast. Anything I can do for you, let me know. You can follow us, Kramer Basketball on Facebook, YouTube, let's see, Instagram, Twitter, Steve21 Kramer. Thanks for listening. And as always, get after today.